Hello, my name is Darcy. How are you doing today, Monica?
Good, thanks, Darcy. How are you?
Good. Do you know when the Avondale Farm was established?
Okay, so we'll get it right this time around. So back in 1836, when Captain James Stirling and his harbour master Mark Curry come to WA, the Queen granted them land for as a thank you for the work that they did coming to WA. So they both picked a bit of land each in Beverley. Not quite, it was over 13,000 acres combined. Then back in 1849, which was about 7 8 years later, Captain James Stirling sold his land to Nicholas Carey, and Nicholas Carey leased Mark Curry's, and then eventually brought Mark Curry's land and combined them together and called them Avondale Estate. And Avondale Estate is where a place that was close to Nicholas Carey's heart. He was born in Avondale in England, so it became Avondale Estate.
Okay. How long have you been working there for?
I've been at Avondale for about 7.5 years.
That's interesting. What did they celebrate there?
So back in 1979, it was the, I think it was called the centenary. So it was sort of like a, it was a big thing. I think it was like 100 years that they'd been doing research, and well, I'm not quite sure what the go was, but back in 1979, they started combining, putting the call out to lots of different farmers for machinery. And over the years, all the machinery in the museum represents farming history within WA. So what they did is Prince Charles came out in March 1979, and he opened the farm, and they named it Avondale Research Station. And at Avondale Research Station, they used to do all sorts of trials. So what they would do is, and similar to what happens today, just say Roundup is created, and the company has a product that needs to be trialed on crops. So what they'll do is they'll just spray the ground first, then they'd plant, say, wheat or oats, and then they'd do different sections of different soil with different quantities, sort of like different mixtures of the chemical, and they'd spray them along, and they'd plant the crop, and they'd see how much of an effect that product would have on a crop. And then they would write down the research and record it all and give it back to the big company and tell them that if you had it too strong, it would kill the crop, or if you had it really weak, it would actually work well with the crop. So that's what the goal was back then, was to see how chemicals affected different crops. And then they would also happen with sheep as well. So if a company that created a new worming solution or a lice, mainly lice treatment for sheep, and they would spray, if they'd have sheep with lice, and they'd spray that and see how well the lice treatment would work on that sheep and make sure they didn't have any reactions to it, and it'd tell them if it needed to be stronger or it needed to be weaker.
Okay. When were the walk trails made?
The walk trails are made back in the 1970s. Now there is a 73 hectare bush reserve at Avondale, which is where the walk trail is. And the reserve itself represents untouched farmland. So it's land that has never been farmed. So it's all fenced off with a 6 foot high vermin-proof fencing. And the walk trail will take you about half an hour to do.
Oh yeah. Do you know how many acres there were when the Avondale Farm was established?
So when it was first established back in 1836, it was about 13,300 acres. Today it's about 16,000 acres.
Wow, that's changed over the years.
So what happened was back in the day, Avondale was subdivided, and Lot 1 is actually the golf course in town. So if you would think from the golf course in town all the way back to Avondale, is that was all originally Avondale land. So lot one was the golf course, and then over the years they subdivided to many more different plots. And when the war started, they were in the process of subdividing the land, and they actually gave parcels of land to returning local soldiers from the war, and they were all given lots to start their life new, or start a fresh life coming back from the war. So there was Bruce Mann, who has got the barracks. His great grandfather James Mann, he was one of the soldiers returning from war. There was another farm called Drumclyre. Annadale Farm, which is on Great Southern Highway, that was also part of Avondale. Hubert Smith, who is next to Avondale, now is owned by the Braunes, and their farm is called Chocolate Hills. They were also returning farmers from war, so all of that land was part of Avondale originally.
Okay. Do you know who owned the lands when it was first made?
So we had, when it was first made, Captain James Stirling and Mark Curry, they sold it on to a chap by the name of Nicholas Carey, who, when he moved back to England in the 1840s, he passed away and left his land. He passed away in 1889 and left it to his 16-year-old grandnephew, William Herbert de Lisi. And he moved out to Avondale in 1893. And then he was a very smart cookie, he was. So he would sell a little bit of land to somebody that wasn't very good at farming, and he'd sell it for a good amount of money. And then with the money that he made, he would make improvements. So he built sheds, he built the stables, which houses can stable up to 20 horses. It's a big American-style barn. And then when that farmer was no good and needed to sell his land back, he'd buy that land back at a really low price and add to his land again. So he was there for quite a while. He sold a bit of land to the Butcher Brothers, and they were William and Charles, the Butcher Brothers. And then along the line, plots of land were sold to people, including George Hancock, which is Lang Hancock, the big mining magnate's great-grandfather. He was one of the farmers as well. So, yeah, sort of all different types of people brought land.
Okay. Who invented the dino dig there?
Dino dig, that's been around for a long, long time. Mrs. Hawke, I think she invented dino dig. She's the kindy pre-primary teacher. So her and Dinah Barrett Leonard, who was the lady that used to manage the property in the Ag Department days, found dinosaur bones there.
Okay.
And created the dino dig.
Oh, yeah. Do you enjoy working there?
I love Avondale.
Okay. Do you know how much machinery there is at Avondale?
There's over 1,000 pieces of machinery in the Avondale Museum.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the earliest piece is from about 1890, and it is a pull behind cedar that goes behind a horse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that is the oldest piece of machinery in there.
Okay, that's all, folks.